Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Gimel. We are starting the fourth line, the second word on the line, and that's in the Oz V'Hadar and our scroll print of Yerushalmi. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. And we're in the middle of talking about Bein Hashmashes, which is a Suffolk time period. We don't know if it's day or nighttime, and Seisak Echavim, which is for sure night. So Gemara tells us Rabbi Yaakov Dereimana B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda Ben Pazi. Rabbi Yaakov Dereimana says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Pazi. So first of all, Rabbi Yaakov Dereimana is either from the south. The word Dereimana could mean Daraim from the south, or it could mean that he was from Rome, De Roimana, he was from Rome. And he said the name of Reb Yehuda ben Pazi. Now his name Yehuda is another unique name to the Yerushalmi. Really, his name is Reb Yehuda ben Pazi, but the hay is dropped, so it's Reb Yehuda ben Pazi. And what does he say? Koichav echad vadayoyim. When one star emerges in the sky, it's still for sure day. Shnayim laila. However, once two stars emerge, it's for sure nighttime. As the Gemara of Leslie Suffolk, he doesn't hold that there's a time period of Suffolk of Bein Hashmashes. We had said that one star is day, two stars is Bein Hashmashes, and three stars is night. He's saying that two stars is night, so there's no Bein Hashmashes for him. The Gemara says, Isli Safek, he has his time period of Safek, Bein Kaichav L'Kaichav, and between one star and another star, after the first star emerged, before the second star emerged, that short time period is Bein Hashmashes. And the Gemara continues, Tani was taught in a Braisa, while the eastern sky is still red, that's for sure day. However, once it started turning silver, that's a lashon of kesef, meaning when the sky starts graying, that's Bein Hashmashes. Once it becomes black, and the upper part of the sky becomes the same color as the lower part, that's for sure nighttime. Now Rebbe tells us a different way to gauge. When the moon is in its full strength, which means when it's a full moon, so when the moon's at that stage, we're able to make the following astronomical calculation. Hischel Galgal Cham L'Shakea, the Galgal Chama, which means the ball of the sun or the sphere of the sun begins setting, Utchilas Galgal Levano Lalois, and the ball or sphere of the moon starts coming up, which means it begins emerging, Zeu Bein Hashmashes, that's Bein Hashmashes. However, Amar B'Chanino, he says differently, Soif Galgal Cham L'Shakea, it's only once the sun finishes setting, then Utchilas Galgal Levano Lalois, the beginning of the moon starts emerging. And Vitani Shmuel Kane, Shmuel taught the same thing, that Ein HaLevano Zeirachas B'Shah Shacham Eshekas, the moon is not going to start shining while the sun is setting, and the moon doesn't begin setting while the sun is shining. In other words, the moon is only going to start emerging once the sun finishes setting. And in the morning, the sun only begins rising after the moon sets. Continuing on, Reb Shmuel Bar Chia Bar Yehuda says, B'Shem Reb Chanina, in the name of Reb Chanina, Gimel Amud Beis on top, Hischol Galgal Cham L'Shakea, when the sun begins to set, Adam Amid Barish Har HaKarmel, a kain whose tummy can stand at the top of Har HaKarmel, which is a mountain overlooking Haifa, the Yarid V'Tevel B'Yam HaGadol, he can walk down the mountain and immerse in the Great Sea, which is referring to the Mediterranean, Va'ila, and he can come up, Va'ichel B'Trumasai, and eat his truma. And if he did this, Chazaka B'Yam Taval, we have a Chazaka, a presumption that he went to the mikvah during the day. Since he started walking down the mountain as the sun started setting, we can assume that he got to the water and immersed in the water before it was nighttime, which means he's allowed to now eat his truma. However, the Gemara clarifies, Hadad HaTamar, this was said, Bahuda Azaleh B'Kapunja, if he takes the shortcut down the mountain. Biram Hahuda Azaleh B'Israta, however, if a person went in the regular pathway on the regular road, Lai Bida, we're not talking about this. The word Lai Bida in Yerushalmi language means Lai Bazeh, not with this, meaning we're not talking about this. And the reason for that is because if a person is going to walk in the Israta, in the regular pathway down the mountain, so that's a very windy path, it's very easy to walk down that path, easy to walk down that road, and he's not going to be able to get to the water in time. Only if he takes the shortcut, which is steep and challenging, is he going to be able to make it to the water in time? And the Gemara continues with more opinions. Ezu Bein Hashmashes, how do we gauge Bein Hashmashes? So Amar Tanchuma, he tells us, Latipa Shel Dam Shehi Nesuna Al Gabi Chado Shel Sayef, it's like a drop of blood which is placed on the sharp blade of a sword. Nechlaka Atipa Lekan Ulekan, once that drop of blood splits, half of it going here, half of it going there on the blade, Zehu Bein Hashmashes, that's Bein Hashmashes. So according to Rabbi Tanchuma, Bein Hashmashes is an extremely short period of time, but it does have a little bit of time to it, because Rabbi Tanchuma used a drop of blood as an example, not a drop of water. And since blood is viscous, it's thick, so it does take a little bit of time for that drop of blood to split and go on this side of the blade and that side of the blade. But now we have another gauge of Bein Hashmashes. Ezu Bein Hashmashes, says the Gemara, Misha Tishka Achama, from when the sun finishes setting, meaning from the end of Shkia, Kidei Shehalech Adam Chatzi Mil, for the amount of time that it takes for a person to walk a half of a mil, Divrei Rebbe Nechemya, that's Rebbe Nechemya's opinion. Now, half of a mil is 1,000 amas, because 1 mil is 2,000 amas. And it's generally understood that it takes a person about 18 minutes to walk a full mil, which means that Rebbe Nechemya's time period of Banish Mashas is 9 minutes. It's going to take a person 9 minutes to walk half of a mil, so Rebbe Nechemya holds that Banish Mashas is 9 minutes long. Now, Rabbi Yossi argues, and he says, Banish Mashas keherif ayin. Banish Mashas is like the blink of an eye. V'lo yochu lamed al chachamim, and the chum weren't able to determine what Banish Mashas is, meaning is it night or is it day? Rabbi Yossi, Rav Acha havu yasvin. Rabbi Yossi and Rav Acha were sitting, and this Rabbi Yossi that we just mentioned right now is not Rabbi Yossi from the previous line in the Gemara. The Rabbi Yossi, the previous line in the Gemara that says that Banish Mashas is herif ayin, is Rabbi Yossi atana. This is Rabbi Yossi in Amira. So Amar Rabbi Yossi the Rav Acha, Rabbi Yossi that Amira told Rav Acha, lemastabra soif chetzi mil Rabbi Nechemya keherif ayin Rabbi Yossi. Isn't it logical to say that the end of Rabbi Nechemya's chetzi mil is the herif ayin of Rabbi Yossi? In other words, Rabbi Yossi said the Banish Mashas is herif ayin. It's like the blink of an eye. It's just a split second. So doesn't it make sense to say that this split second of Banish Mashas takes place all the way at the end of Rabbi Nechemya's chetzi mil, at the end of his 9 minutes? So Amar Leir Rav Acha told him, I also hold that. The word of in Yerushalmi is like the word af in Bavli. So Rav Acha told him, yeah, I also hold that. However, Reb Chizkiya loy amar kein. Reb Chizkiya does not say that. Ella, what does Reb Chizkiya say? Kol herif ayin v'herif ayin shebechetzi mil Reb Nechemya safeku. Every single blink of an eye time period throughout the 9 minutes, throughout the half a mil of Reb Nechemya is a safek. Then maybe that herif ayin is banish mashas. Maybe the next one is banish mashas. Maybe the next one really is. Now we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss these shitas of when banish mashas is. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.